Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Cantwell.
Double dose of Chris Cantwell this week. It'll be on Wednesday night, as you normally are. And this, of course, is Tuesday. You can, of course, you the listener, take control of the airwaves here. Bring up anything on your mind. We'll talk about... apparently, a decision that could be made by the Federal Communications Commission to essentially create a public utility out of the internet.
Oh, those fellas at the freaking FCC.
Yeah, it's pretty bad, the proposal here. And according to Grover Norquist over at Reuters, that'll mean you're going to be paying more for your internet access if that happens, and they'll explain why here in a moment. Also,
that's so weird. I thought the government would, like, give us free stuff.
Wouldn't you think? I guess it didn't work that way. We'll explain the details here. Also, Kim Jong-un has extended an olive branch to South Korea. And I don't know if you probably came across this story, Chris Cantwell. You remember the story about the former police chief, Mark Kessler, who... made some inflammatory videos that actually kind of are similar to some of yours.
Yeah, he was doing some gun stuff, right? He was shooting things and saying, hey, it's Nancy Pelosi. You got to shoot Nancy Pelosi because she's a zombie or something to that effect.
I don't remember the exact... there was more than one video. Yeah. But it was sort of known for being profane. He would say, you know, F this and F that, and then start firing off machine gun rounds. And he was very angry, and the idea was, like, he was a former police chief who'd sort of... gone bad, whatever, or like gone to the freedom side or something like that. You heard about what happened with him, right?
I heard. Was he a Fed or something like that?
Sure,
something came out, yeah.
Yeah, he was working for the Feds. We'll give you more information about that, too. Dave in New Hampshire's first. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave.
Hey, I wanted to provide you guys an update regarding a New Hampshire gun rights case that involves a Free Stater.
Okay, sure.
Some you guys probably know Max Abramson, who is now one of the 20, I guess roughly 20 Free Stater state reps.
That's correct. Max is a Free State Project early mover, lives in the Seacoast region, and he's a felon.
You know, I didn't know that. There was a sort of a rhino or maybe a conservative in activist in Goffstown who's been trying to out him and raise concerns about that and so forth. I assume this must be in relation to the gun rights case that I'm talking about, where he was accused of firing a weapon to break up a fight, basically.
Yeah, that's correct. We've actually had Max call Free Talk Live to tell the story. My recollection of it was that there was apparently some roommates of his who were having a party at his house. Apparently some of the people who were attending the party were part of some kind of biker gang, and the biker gang decided to start a fight inside the house with some other partygoers. And in order to try to stop the fight from continuing, he fired, I guess he tried shouting and that didn't work, so he fired a handgun out the back door of his house into the ground, you know, purposefully shooting into the ground, not putting anybody in danger or anything like that, for the purpose of making a loud noise and getting people's attention to tell them, get the hell out of the house. And apparently it worked for that purpose, but then one of the, somebody called the police on him, and they arrested him and charged him with a felony. And he was found guilty, I believe, by a jury of his so-called peers. And I guess, you know, I don't think he was sentenced to any jail time. I think it was all probation, or maybe even not that much probation. Because I think because he was off probation, means he could run for political office. He ran for state representative in 2014, and he won. And then just recently, he was making headlines because word got out, I guess, even though it was known during the campaign that he was a felon. But now that he was appointed to the Criminal Justice Committee, which is where he wanted to be on in the state house, that's the committee that he had chosen. He had been given that, but now there's headlines saying that has been pulled from him.
Well, this is part of why it's such a tragedy that, this apparent rhino got the speakership, because the Republicans got a pretty big majority when they won in 2014, the control of the House, and we thought that Bill O'Brien was going to be Speaker again, and he's basically a conservative, and he's also Free Stater friendly. But there was this surprise where this other guy got it, who's sort of considered to be more of a Republican in name only, and that's, you know, he gets to make the decisions, you know, as to who goes into which committee.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like anything else, I still have an optimistic look at this. I mean, look how far Max got, despite being convicted of a victimless crime, a felony. He still got that far, and it's very unusual for anyone to get that. I mean, he has a bill that he's sponsoring, I guess. I don't know exactly what it's going to do, but he says it will reduce the two definitions of deadly force down to one. And he's basically, he's taking the situation that he was in and running with it and trying to change the law so that it doesn't happen to somebody else.
I'm interested to know about that. So, I mean, the allegation here, I'm not familiar with Max's story, but as Ian's explaining it, I mean, there is a violent situation. People are being attacked, and he fires a gun into the dirt.
That's correct. Yeah.
And they're calling that a use of deadly force?
I don't remember the exact charge, the exact criminal charge. I don't think it was use of deadly force. I think it was just some other kind of unlawful firing of a gun. Honestly,
well,
I don't remember the
charge. Dave, you're saying that he's trying to alter some statute. Are you familiar with the statute he's altering and what exactly is being removed from it? Because it sounds to me that that's what you're suggesting.
Well, I just got a press release from him a few days ago, and I'll see if I can quote it. He says, "I have a bill that would reduce the two definitions of deadly force down to one simpler one. In a real life and death emergency, emergency responders and private citizens might hesitate to act when others are in danger. The bill is partly motivated by the need by the needless killing of Officer Michael Briggs, which might have been prevented if the difference between deadly and non-deadly force were clearer," unquote.
That and Michael Briggs, I think he was, I think it rings a bell. I mean, he was convicted of basically shooting a guy who, got his nightclub or something, right?
He was shot by someone in Manchester. I don't really remember the exact circumstances.
I've got this all wrong.
I think it was made of a sort of a foot chase situation.
Yeah.
Well, one thing's for sure, whatever the bill says now isn't what it's going to say when it gets through the committee and all that. But I think that you're right, Dave, that pointing out that Max, who is a felon, I mean, to us, we understand that his felony is no big deal, that he didn't put anybody in danger, that there was no actual victim to this crime, and he shouldn't have been convicted for it. We understand that. But in all of the mainstream media coverage that he's received recently, I saw at least that which I've seen, they don't explain the circumstances behind his felony. They just say, State Representative Max Abramson, who was convicted of a felony back in, 2012 or whenever it was.
Those convenient sins of omission.
Yeah, well, and they don't...
The person who's writing that article is probably also a felon. They just haven't been convicted because they haven't been caught. The three felonies they commit per week, I guess the average American...
Per day, I think. Three felonies per day. I believe that's the title of the video or article about that. But, my point being...
Only if you're very lazy.
But my point being that he was able to win the election given that, this is how the mainstream media treats people who've been convicted of a felony. You don't even get an explanation. You don't even get the chance to explain what happened. You're a felon, so you must be a bad guy. But he still won election to the state rep. Now, he didn't end up staying in the seat on the Criminal Justice Committee, which would have given him more influence over criminal justice legislation.
It sounds like he might have known a thing or two about the criminal justice system.
Right, yeah. Let's kick the one guy off of the committee who's actually seen the criminal justice system from the inside. Everybody else there is just a bureaucrat or a former cop.
Probably a bunch of lawyers in there, I imagine.
So it didn't work out ideally for him, but he's still a state rep, and he still will be able to submit legislation and vote on stuff, so it's not like it's a total done deal for that. Dave, I imagine you'll be following that situation on your YouTube channel, Ridley Report?
Not necessarily. I mean, it doesn't really lend itself to videos because there's not. That's one of the problems. I wish he had gotten more video of this. I don't think I ever saw any video come out of any of these incidents. I should have at least been running a camera when the police got to his house.
Oh yeah, good point. Well, thank you, Dave, for your call tonight. I think all activists should take your advice and heed it to the idea of having a video camera or, you know, your smartphone with Bambuser or Livestream or something to stream out video and audio live as the police are harassing you or your friends. It can be an invaluable resource, and Bambuser is free, so there's really no reason not to go download it right now. It's Free Talk Live.
So the protection of life, liberty, and property is what the Free State Project is all about. But it's an effort to move 20,000 people who understand
it's about demonstrating to the entire country
that, yeah, we can have a free market, a truly free market, making it just a freer, great place to live.
It's the world's largest small interest libertarian community, and it's only getting bigger.
That's amazing to be able to move to a place where other people like passionately believe in being free and independent.
What the Free State Project is managing to do, though, is to put their money where their mouth is. It's physically getting up across the country and saying, let's go someplace and let's demonstrate the power of these ideas. There's a lot of kind of philosophy that surrounds liberty. There's a lot of thinking about it and talking about it. But here in New Hampshire, people are doing it.
101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, a documentary by Free State Project Early Movers. Watch it free at 101ReasonsFilm.com. 101ReasonsFilm.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Take control of the airwaves toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, the undercover cop who was posing as a gun rights Advocate. We'll explain to you what happened with that. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And don't forget to join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com, where you can enjoy the features that we share with you on the site, including archives that go back for years, plus our YouTube channel goes back for several months, if not a whole year at this point. Just go to freetalklive.com. You can link over to all of that totally free. Something else that's free, a free pound of some of the best coffee out there from BuzzBox. You go to coffee.freetalklive.com, and you can get signed up for their auto-ship program. The first pound's free. You just pay the shipping cost. And then after that, you can customize how often you receive more coffee and how much coffee in each shipment you receive. It's a great program, and you can, of course, cancel at any time. But as an added bonus, not only are you going to get some awesome coffee from BuzzBox, but a portion of the profits will be going to actually help change people's lives around the globe through microloans from Kiva.org and Free Talk Live. So go to coffee.freetalklive.com. 100% organic, top 1% great Arabica, shade grown, great coffee. Get your pound free, your first pound for free. Just pay the shipping cost at coffee.freetalklive.com. For every 10 listeners that signs up there, we can issue out one new microloan, that's one per month, actually. So very exciting stuff and great coffee as well. Coffee.freetalklive.com. We go to Michael in Rhode Island. You're on Free Talk Live, Michael, with Ian and Chris. Michael in Rhode Island. Going once. Michael in Rhode Island. Hey, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up, boys? Just a quick question. I listen most days of the week, and I haven't seen Mark lately.
I guess you're asking where Mark is. He is on vacation right now. In fact, I think he just took off on a cruise to who knows where. Honestly, I don't know because I don't keep his itinerary. But, yeah, he's on a cruise ship for like a week.
Oh, right on. That's great. Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just wanted to see. I know you and him have fallouts all the time, so.
Oh, no. If Mark gets kicked off the air, there'll be a real serious reason for it, and lots of people will be talking about it. But, no, that wasn't what it was.
He just kind of storms out, curses at Ian, and then comes back.
Puts all of our radio station's licenses in jeopardy. No, he managed to do that and not get kicked off the air. And, you know, in most shows, that probably will end your career, what it was that he did this summer. So there you go.
I was watching when it happened, so.
Oh, wow, you saw it live. That's exciting. What else did you want to share? Anything else, Michael?
I mean, that was really my question. I guess I can interject about police shutdown in New York.
You mean where the cops aren't enforcing, like, victimless crime laws and that kind of thing, or allegedly aren't?
No, I mean, allegedly aren't, right.
They're doing a lot less of it, at least.
Yeah.
Sure. I think that sounds good on paper, and it sounds like a great idea. I'm all for less laws or less enforcement of victimless laws. However, I think it brings forth this notion that the government's on your team, you know, like, oh, they're willing to not enforce these laws. So see, they are accountable and they are transparent. They are on the side of the people.
You think people are really thinking that about the police? That people don't realize how, you know, clearly this is all about politics for the police. That they're not doing this out of principle. Or if it's about, it could be about fear as well.
I agree with that.
I don't hear a whole lot of people. I don't hear a whole lot of people stepping up and saying, hey, the police are swell guys because they're doing the right thing. I mean, if anything, most of what I hear is, you know, on one side or the other, it's either they're playing politics and good, or they're afraid and it's good, or they're saying, hey, go do your jobs. These are basically the three things that I'm hearing about it.
Right. Just, you know, when that was a loose example, I suppose. In cases where, you know, I can't come up with anything offhand, I really just called to ask about Mark. But
thanks, Michael, for your call tonight. Appreciate it. So, toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE from Alternative Media Syndicate. And actually, this popped up on my radar several weeks ago, but it was one of the many things we just never talked about. But I did have it in my show prep previously. You might know him as the man who popularized the term libtard. Former Gilberton, Pennsylvania police chief Mark Kessler, known for his YouTube video or his videos on YouTube, said that he created those videos for government agencies' intelligence in order to attract the worst of the worst. This is his quote. He also claims that this led to the subsequent arrest of militia members with, quote, terrorist leanings. He revealed this to Sean Hannity's allegedly liberal counterpart, Alan Combs, that he was instructed to create those videos in order to attract those who he called extremists. The real extremism seemed to be coming from Kessler himself, who not only went far beyond anything normally heard in circles he was trying to infiltrate, but who also even seems to have coined a now popular internet term, libtards, to refer offensively to liberals and those with mental retardation as equally as politically informed. Kessler says that he was first contacted by those he now claims are extremists after he pushed for Gilberton City Council to adopt a resolution that would get rid of a number of gun laws. After that, he explains, he met with FBI agents along with the Joint Terrorism Task Force state trooper passing on information. This continued for years, and eventually he decided to proactively incite people to criminal activity by making incendiary videos that he posted to YouTube in the summer of 2013. He says, quote, I wasn't portraying me. I was basically acting to attract these sickos, and it worked. He says, I thought I was doing good for myself, my country, my fellow Americans by trapping these radicals and extremists and bringing them to the appropriate authorities. But in the meantime, I decimated my career. Was it worth it? If I saved one person's life, absolutely it was worth it.
If it saved one life, it was worth it. Well, I'm glad the guy's no longer on the job. So I would say that it was, I'm glad that his career was destroyed. I don't know whether it was worth it or not. I don't know who he got popped. I can imagine that it would work. I mean, lunatics contact me all the time. I get these messages from people, and I'm just like, why? And I assume that they're feds, right? Because
yeah,
I'm like,
sure.
Who in their right mind, like, if you were somebody who wanted to start, like, I don't know, blowing up buildings or shooting cops, like, who in their right mind would contact the guy who's, like, out there talking about it very publicly, right? Like, it doesn't sound like a very, like, sound strategic decision to come and send me an email, you know?
Well, what's the context? I mean, obviously you don't have the email in front of you at the moment, but, you know, can you recall, like, what are these people saying
to you? You get mostly vague messages, like, we've got to do something, how can I help, you know, and, like, I'm like, you know, and if I get to the extent of how can I help, I'm like, oh, you know, you should just, you know,
me money.
Move to New Hampshire, send me some money, you know, go do something generic, you know, especially when something like my article, Violently Overthrow the Government, I mean, mm-hmm. people will reply directly to that and be like, I completely agree with what you're saying, and, you know, just let me know what I can do to bring this about or something like that, and it's like...
Yeah, they want you to give, like, specific instructions.
Yeah, exactly. I'm pretty sure that they're feds, and they're looking for me to be like, okay, well, just sell me some C4, and then we'll go and we'll take down the government of the United States or something, you know, and I'm like, look, I am not going to start planning things with you. Are you out of your minds? You know, I'm probably being monitored all over the place.
The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. I think it's interesting, though, because this guy was making headlines a year ago with these videos where he's, you know, firing off round after round of, you know, machine gun ammunition while cursing and insulting politicians, which, you know, a lot of I don't find it objectionable what the guy did.
It was funny.
It was pretty amusing. But he used it to draw out the crazies and the people who would be willing to actually take violent action. It turns out he was a fed.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-881-1075. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-881-1075. That's 1-800-881-1075. Call 1-800-881-1075.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey everyone, I'm having lots of fun with my new Ghost 80% AR-15. This baby shoots like a dream. Hey, thanks Guns80.com. You know, friends ask me all the time why I wanted a Ghost AR-15. That's easy. You see, my buddy Mark kept telling me that I'd better go to Guns80.com to get myself a Ghost AR-15 before they outlawed them. I thought he was just paranoid, so I ignored him. Well, at first. But then I started hearing government media types talking about making guns illegal, about the president signing on to a UN treaty that could take my gun rights away. You know, it really bugged me, so I dug in, I did the research, and I realized that Mark was right all along. I know now that having an unregistered Ghost AR-15 is the right answer. I'm a proud 80% Ghost AR-15 convert, you should be too. The answer is really simple. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. The big sale is on right now. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. Guns80. The number's 80.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free to bring up whatever you'd like here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And join us on Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm, and you can join us online, on the phone, wherever you want to join us. We've got all kinds of ways to get interactive with you here. Of course, best ways to get on the lines here at 855-450-FREE. We're talking about Mark Kessler. This is the guy who, you may recall, it was like a year ago, year and a half ago, that he was making headlines for some fairly offensive videos where I don't think he actually... I don't think he actually advocated anyone kill politicians. Of course, I didn't watch all of the videos, but
it wasn't. I can't remember them all right now either. It didn't seem to be, but it was vague. Not dissimilar to some of the things I've said. They're like, hey, we've got to fight these people or something to that effect. And I guess he got some contacts as a result.
Yeah, and you've fired guns in videos. There was a memorable one where you're shooting holes in the American flag, for instance. So it kind of had a similar feeling. I'll give you an excerpt here from this guy, just a quick maybe 30-some seconds from one of his videos, which is really all I had time to dub and take all of the cursing out, because this is one of the things that he kind of made a splash for, because he was very vulgar and at the same time firing weapons and talking trash about liberals, with the idea being to gin up people who are willing to embrace the ideas of violence and thereby open federal investigations against them. Here's a quick excerpt for you.
For all you people out there who cried and cried about, oh, I use profanity. You. Here's what I gotta say. If you didn't get enough the first time around, go f*** yourself and get some more.
It's kind of the theme of his videos is lots of machine gun fire, auto fire.
Machine gun fire and profanity.
You get that one? Huh? You bunch of f***ing suckers.
This is just machine guns and politics and profanity. I love this guy.
Now, The Blaze has more information about him coming out now publicly as an undercover federal agent at this point. John, though, first in Minnesota, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. John, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Chris.
Yeah, hi, thanks for taking my call. Yesterday you were talking about introverts. I didn't hear the whole show, so I don't know if this came up, but while you were going through your list, it dawned on me that Jesus was an introvert.
Okay, why do you say that?
Well, everything you say about, you know, he liked to go out to the desert alone, and he lived in a cave, and he never showed up until he was 30. He always kept to himself. And if you just go down the list, almost everything applies to him. I just thought it was interesting because I hear your callers sometime, you know, talking about Jesus, and it dawned on me that, hey, you know, Jesus was an introvert.
Well, I mean, he was, that must have been a really lousy career choice for an introvert. I mean, he's like the most famous guy in the world.
Yeah, Einstein was an introvert.
Well, I mean, if Jesus was like the Son of God, I mean, you'd think that God would have made him an extrovert or whatever.
He's like the Son of God was lacking in confidence.
Because, yeah, wasn't he supposed to go out and spread the holy word or something like that? I mean, that's kind of an extroverted activity.
Yeah, I just thought I'd throw it out there because I thought it was kind of ironic.
I guess you just kind of have to go on what you believe. I mean, the stories you believe, which, you know, who knows how accurate they are. Unless you actually knew the guy, I don't think you could say one way or another. But thanks, John, for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Former small-town Pennsylvania police chief who posted online videos of himself ranting obscenely about liberals and the Second Amendment while shooting shooting automatic weapons secretly fed information on people he considered to be militia members, anti-government extremists, and so-called sovereign citizens to the FBI.
Do you think that, like, maybe some of the people that he got arrested were also government agents? Like, do you think that they were, like, they were just, like, they were looking for lunatics on the internet, and they were like, we get one, and then they went after him, and then...
Why wouldn't that happen? I mean, why wouldn't it be the case that one hand wouldn't know what the other hand is doing? I mean, this is a government agency. These government agencies don't necessarily all communicate with one another, and even when they do, they're not particularly effective at communicating with one another, so it's totally possible that, you know, he gave a list of possible suspects to his federal handlers, and then they came back with him and said, oh, yeah, by the way, these two, they're working for us.
Yeah, I really want to, you know, look, I'm sorry to say this, but, like, if you're somebody out there who's got some ideas about, you know, overthrowing the government, and the way that you start your plan is by going and contacting a police officer. You're like, hello, law enforcement agent. I saw your video on the internet, so I figured I'd inform you of my criminal activity. I'm sorry, you deserve whatever you get, pal. You are not going to be very helpful to the revolution if this is your, like, strategic planning.
Right, he's basically skimming off the dumbest of the possible, like, conspirators out there.
Yeah, exactly. What you picked up, sir, what your little FBI sting operation picked up were the people who like would have screwed up the revolution had they, you know, still been out there, right?
So you should actually thank him. You should send him a
yeah, exactly.
Flowers.
We got these really bad operators who would have screwed everything up. Like, imagine those guys, like, I don't know, actually managed to get involved in something real. They would have totally jammed it up. They would have totally given up information to the enemy. They're ratting out all their Facebook friends as we speak, and all their Facebook friends are already feds.
Well, now, I can understand the desire to see a former cop, like, turn to the side of freedom, I guess.
Well, we hear that all the time. Like, as I'm out bashing police and military, what does everybody say to me? It's like, we've got to get them on our side, because they're the ones who are going to... And I'm like, they're not going to do anything. They're gonna get you busted. They're gonna go on YouTube and talk smack about Nancy Pelosi and fire guns and then sell you out to the feds.
Yeah, I I can understand the desire, right? Like, I've been friends with former cops before.
Mm-hmm.
I've smoked cannabis with some of them, and that didn't bother me, right? But then again, I'm not plotting violence, nor would I plot violence, and it wouldn't matter to me whether it was a former cop or you, Chris Cantwell, or anybody else right. that was suggesting violence. I wouldn't go for it because I don't believe that that's the solution. I don't think that's going to make things happen. But I can there is a certain attraction to, like, oh, this guy's finally seen the light, and now he's on the side of good. So I can understand why that would snooker some people, but
it's a good reason to, like, want to know the guy or something yeah. like that. It's not a good reason to, like, send him messages on the internet and be yeah. like, hey, we're going to go and take over the federal building and you want to buy some fully automatic weapons? We've got C4. No, I don't think so, you morons.
Federal spokesperson J.J. Claver said the agency doesn't comment on people who claim to be informants. State police also declined comment. So the only person talking is this Mark Kessler guy.
He got all spoiled by the YouTube attention. He wants people to talk about him again.
He says he's going public because he wants to reclaim his reputation. Kessler retired from the police department last February in a settlement with borough officials who intended to fire him after the videos emerged. The ex-lawman had private Facebook communications that he shared via email with the state and the FBI. According to documents viewed by the AP, the agents' names were redacted by Kessler. In one message, an individual advocates shooting the president. In another, someone talks about targeting mosques. Kessler said any normal person who is contacted by these twisted individuals has a duty to report what they were planning. Kessler's attorney said his client reached out to law enforcement about his contacts with radical groups. Do you think he was trying to make a move to, like, get hired by the FBI?
Well, no. So here's what actually sounds like actually happened, right? So the FBI isn't commenting on it. He's trying to reclaim his reputation. Mm-hmm. What he's actually saying is, after people started contacting me, after I made these videos, after I got all this flack for it, then I started ratting on people because this had a negative impact on my life, is what it sounds like. It doesn't sound like...
I think his claim is the videos were made for the purposes of luring these folks.
I mean, it sounds to me like, look, a guy's a professional liar. He was a law enforcement agent, right? So mm-hmm. so he's saying now, okay, I was hired to do this. But then why is he saying that he went out after the fact and started sending the FBI emails? Unless I'm understanding something incorrectly here.
Says his first contact with individuals he termed extremists came nearly 2 years ago after he pushed the city council to nullify gun laws. So that's what triggered the initial contacts from people who wanted to inform him of their plans. And then he made the YouTube videos to further draw out even more of them. 855-450-FREE. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Shiny badges on your jackets. Shiny badges.
This is Davi Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such an infectious brainworm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write WORMS in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
It's the end of year clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators. We'd rather sell it than count it. So every floor and every store is on sale, and it all must go. Get incredible deals on first quality flooring from just 35 cents a square foot. Beautiful 3/4 inch pre-finished solid hardwood at just $179. Save even more on all liquidation clearance and closeouts. It's in stock. It's on sale. And pay no interest until January 2017. Don't miss these end of year deals in over 400 floors. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free. Just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll free. 855-450-FREE. That is the toll free number here. That's 855-450-3733.
You bunch of f***ing suckers.
Talking about former police chief Mark Kessler. That was him there as an excerpt from one of his videos.
Oh, I thought it was an excerpt from a traffic stop.
Where he definitely looks like a cop, right? Like he's wearing the Under Armour hat. Under Armour is like a favorite brand of cops. You know that, Chris Cantwell?
I mean, I'm not surprised to find out that it's a favorite brand of cops. I know guys in construction who it's a favorite of, too. I mean, apparently it's good clothing that stands up to some friction.
So he's coming out now and admitting that the whole time he was actually working for the feds. However, federal agents have said they did not ask him to post these videos. In fact, the claim is that they were upset with him for posting them. At least that's what former Police Chief Kessler has now said in an interview with Alan Combs, where he's come out and admitted that he was, in point of fact, actually not saying what he believed, but saying these things, these incendiary things, to try to get people to contact him and say things about, you know, possibly being willing to commit violence so he could then turn over that information to the FBI. He had met with an FBI agent and state trooper and continued to pass on information. And as time went on, he received contacts from fewer people. And so ultimately, now here a year later, he's trying to patch up his reputation. And I guess, I don't know, probably get another job in law enforcement.
Well, it sounds to me, so the agency is saying that he wasn't prompted to go out and make these videos. He went out and made them.
That's what he's claiming.
He's basically a guy who, and if you listen to the videos, it doesn't sound to me like he's anti-government, right? Like, the guy's anti-liberal.
That's
the guy's
correct.
Anti-Democrat. He's talking about Nancy Pelosi, Barack Obama, yada, yada, yada. So it sounds to me as though this guy made some videos. He's probably angry, right? Yeah, I think that this guy really does hate Democrats and probably has some feelings about, violently overthrowing the government for which he works, right? And, you know, maybe the guy hates his boss, too, right? He wouldn't be the first guy to want to shoot up the office. And so he made some videos, and then he used these contacts as his excuse for doing it and is now trying to get a job back in law enforcement so he can behave this way on the streets of America and threaten his fellow man.
Yeah, it seems almost like it was a ploy to, I mean, he was already in hot water with the city council, which is what kind of sparked his career in the limelight for the, you know, it was just 15 minutes of fame or whatever. Yeah. Where the city council, you know, he was proposing that they remove gun regulations and they batted it back in his face. And so, you know, he was already in hot water with them. He may have seen this as a way to try to curry favor with the state police to get out of whatever the hell town this was that he was in, or possibly get a job with the feds. Like, you know, hey, if I bring you enough bad guys, maybe you'll hire me or something like that. That's kind of where I feel like this was coming from, because it certainly was out of left field. And as he pointed out, his career didn't, you know, it didn't help his career. I think he expected that it would, but ultimately it didn't.
I suspect, and I could be wrong, I don't see how he thought it was going to help his career, because as we said, it's not like he did this at the behest of anybody.
Yeah.
He just made some videos, and I suspect that he never realized that he was going to become famous, right? He's probably ticked off. He had a bunch of guns, and he was like, oh, I'll go do this, and I'll get 200 hits on YouTube, and then he went viral. And he wasn't expecting all the attention that he was going to get, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden it put him in hot water with his job and everything else, and he's like, let me snitch, I'll snitch on people.
He turned it into an opportunity. Like, he wasn't even planning this initially.
That's what it sounds like to me, because the guy is obviously, if he was not doing this at the behest of any agency, and he lost his job for it, and now he's coming out and he's like, whoa,
but
some big secret operation.
Yeah.
Well, he resigned after what? You know, after they came after him, like, you made overthrow the government video, stupid. You're a cop. What's wrong with you?
You can bring up anything. Jerry's in Utah. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jerry. Jerry in Utah.
I'm here.
Hey, yeah. You're on the air.
So, two things. One, I'm kind of wondering what you guys think about the Dish Network dropping Fox News.
Yeah, I heard about that. Dish Network, probably one of the most noteworthy satellite television providers out there. Apparently, I don't know what the reasoning was. I haven't looked into this story at all, but they dropped Fox and they put on The Blaze instead, right? Glenn Beck's network.
Yeah, I don't know.
I was under the impression that they already had The Blaze. I could be wrong.
Yeah,
okay, maybe
they were running both of them at one point.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, okay. That's interesting that they kept The Blaze, though, right? They, like, ditched Fox and kept Glenn Beck, and that was, like, the whole thing, like, Glenn Beck got dropped by Fox or whatever, and then he created his own media empire out of it, and now he's on Dish, and Fox is not. I can't say that I'm intimately familiar with the story. I do recall hearing some fuss about it, and I know that, you know, a lot of Republicans are obviously very upset, because Fox News is probably all that they watch. I was in that mode for quite some period of time, and so losing Fox News would have been upsetting to me. You know, any time between 2001 and 2008, I'd have lost my mind.
Well,
so
I'm
Jerry,
with you. I mean, I think Fox was one of the most credible. I flip around, you know, I watch them all, but I do think that Fox was pretty fair. I mean, the night lineup, you know, Bill O'Reilly and Kelly and those guys, they got a little. You know, they were a little more conservative, obviously, but I thought they were pretty fair, you know. Fair was fair and balanced.
I don't think anybody believes that about Fox News except for people who are on the ultra-right. I mean, ultimately, it's pretty clear that
nobody
Fox
on the ultra-right.
Bias.
No, well, hold on a second. Nobody on the ultra-right trusts Fox News, okay?
Right?
The far-right knows that Fox News is in it as bad as anybody else. I mean, you know, the neocons, they like Fox News, but the ultra-right...
That's what I consider it to be
the
ultra-right. The
ultra-right is like the Constitution Party guys, like
you
these,
think?
You know,
okay.
Like even like born-again Christian people who are like, they're anti-war. Like, the extreme rightists are...
You think those people know that Fox News is not fair and balanced, the people in the Constitution Party?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, I mean, look, I mean, they've got... There are things that they love about Fox News, don't get me wrong, but these people are, you know, in my experience talking to them, they're anti-war people. I mean, they're Ron Paul people. So how they could possibly appreciate Fox News with all the warmongering is beyond my comprehension. None of the extreme right guys that I've ever met ever had any use for that. That's the Fox News is for big government Republicans.
Hmm. Well, I think it depends on how you look at it, for sure. They're definitely right of left and left of far right. So, but I enjoyed it. I like Fox News. I'm looking for another network now.
So you are a Dish subscriber, and you are upset.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what
sure.
is the dispute about? I mean, normally it's just some sort of contractual agreement that the channel and the company can't come to an agreement on. Somebody wants to raise rates. I don't know who's raising whose rates in this particular case. But according to MediaBistro.com, the satellite provider has filled the Fox hole in its lineup with Glenn Beck's The Blaze. Beck wrote on Facebook, quote, "I have no idea how long The Blaze will be on in place of Fox News, but for those of you looking for a channel that shares your values and principles, I hope you'll give The Blaze a chance." That sounds to me like they weren't carrying The Blaze previously.
No, I guess. Well, wait a second. So there's Dish Network and there's DirecTV. Maybe I think The Blaze is on DirecTV, and maybe they weren't on Dish then.
Well, Dish Network has The Blaze and Fox News. I'm pretty sure at the same time.
Okay. Well, maybe they just moved The Blaze over into Fox's channel space. Maybe they copied The Blaze or something. Maybe there's two The Blazes up there. I don't know. Jerry, maybe. Thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
I would imagine, I mean, look, if you're a Fox News viewer and you've got The Blaze, I don't think that you're going to be terribly disappointed switching over. Because, I mean, I don't know if you watch Glenn Beck at all. I mean, I used to listen
to him when he was in Tampa, though.
Yeah, I would listen to him on the Patriot Channel, and I thought he was a really, you know, entertaining guy. And they do have some really talented writers over there, and they have a real, they have good investigative journalists and stuff like that. I mean, it's better news than Fox is any day of the week.
Actually,
so.
Yeah, we frequently, I don't know how frequently, but often enough, I mean, tonight, with the story about Chief Kessler that we were just talking about a moment ago, the former cop, that story was on The Blaze,
yeah.
And so there have been a number of times where we have utilized The Blaze on the air here on Free Talk Live, and I've always considered it to be fairly good reporting.
Yeah. I mean, look, you know, there's no such thing as neutral when we're talking about the news,
sure.
You know, and so you're going to get...
It may be a little more liberty-leaning than Fox.
It's definitely, there's no question about it that it's more liberty-leaning. I mean, it's largely pro-war, so I couldn't call it libertarian or anything like that. It's definitely not anti-state, but, you know, it's definitely, it definitely does not favor government, right? It doesn't favor the expansion of the state in large part. So I think it's, if some Fox News viewers are watching The Blaze instead of Fox News, I think that's good for society, frankly. I think it's going to cut down on their desires to increase budgets and expand government programs, because Fox News does a lot of that, and The Blaze certainly does not.
We'll come back with more. You can dial in toll-free here. Cancel your satellite TV subscription, and you get yourself a free-to-air system. Install that, and then you can listen to LRN.FM around the clock. 855-450-FREE, that's the toll-free number. You can go to sat.lrn.fm to learn more about the LRN satellite channel, which is free to air, meaning you don't have to pay for a subscription. Hour number two is on the way. You take control here on Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used, and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Nothing compares to a good cup of coffee. But if you're getting your coffee from the store, you're likely not getting a good cup of coffee. Free Talk Live's teamed up with BuzzBox to bring you a free pound of the best coffee, shade-grown, organic, top 1% grade Arabica. But what's different is that for every 10 people that get coffee through our link, coffee.freetalklive.com, we can give another microloan through Kiva. When the loan's paid, we lend the money again. Help others, one cup at a time, coffee.freetalklive.com.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.